Ray McKenzie, the founder and managing director of Red Beach Advisors, is our guest today, who will gain some great insights into implementing agile project management. This is Practical Project Management on Intrepid Now, and I'm Joe Lavelle, and I'd like to welcome our esteemed guest, Ray. Welcome to Practical Project Management.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning. Thanks so much for making the time to be with us today. Ray, before we start our discussion, could you explain how Red Beach Advisors serves your customers?
Red Beach Advisors is a technology management consulting group. We help our clients in the private and public sector around strategy, process, technology, and organizational development. Kind of a core principle of what we do is trying to go into companies and helping them build, grow, and scale. And we do that through several different methods. That can be market analysis, competitive analysis, and go-to-market strategy development. That can be creating operational efficiency. That can be technology implementation, digital transformation. Obviously, project management is a big part of all of these factors. And then organizational development and working with clients to help them place people in the right position within the organization to benefit all facets of the company. Project management is obviously a huge area of importance for us, and so I'm looking forward to talking to you about this topic.
Good deal. Ray, how did you get involved in project management? Tell us a little about your journey.
Early on in my career, I started leading large global organizations, and with that, a core part of that was to be able to move forward initiatives through my department and on through other departments as well. And whenever you're working with large organizations that are distributed and or working on different initiatives or cross-functional areas of companies, you typically have to have some sort of coordination. And that coordination came through project management. So as I was taking on more initiatives, more projects, I was working with more departments, more individuals, more locations, and more customers, and needed to sync all of it together. And that was the first introduction into project management. As it moved forward, typically back when my career started, we were doing more of a waterfall method, performing project management, leading initiatives. And it slowly turned into utilizing multiple groups, multiple people, achieving multiple tasks all at the same time in an organized cadence. That's what we're able to do with Agile. That's how things were moving forward. We were able to have many successful projects that I was able to kick off, move forward, and complete. And that's primarily been my career. I've got a lot of examples.
Awesome. Ray, why is Agile such a useful method for project execution?
Agile is useful, in my experience, for the fact that we're able to do many different things at the same time in a shorter time frame. So we're able to take a large project, break it down into smaller pieces, achieve those smaller pieces or make progress on those, check in regularly, see if we're on the right path. If not, bring in quick resources to help make small steps at a time to complete a project. So instead of waiting 2, 3, 4 weeks to find out if a certain method or a certain area of the project is in the right location or it's able to be completed, we're able to learn faster, we're able to collaborate faster, and we're able to communicate more. And that is a strong benefit in terms of moving a lot of these projects forward. Early in my career, you saw more and more companies that would say, gosh, well, we're going to do a release every 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, maybe once a year with their products or services. Now, with the adoption of Agile across multiple companies and multiple industries, we're now able to listen to customers, listen to our clients, listen to internal feedback, discover bugs, discover items that may need to change or may need to be tweaked, and we're able to throw that into a sprint and get that corrected within the matter of days and weeks instead of having to wait 6 months, 12 months, or a year and a half. So Agile has allowed companies and projects that I've worked on to be more efficient, work faster, and tie it back and improve customer satisfaction.
Awesome. Ray, getting started can often be the most difficult challenge of implementing anything new. What's your recommendation on how people should get started implementing Agile?
to get started in Agile, I've seen it done multiple different ways. However, I would suggest that you introduce the concept and the methodology to everyone up front and discuss, hey, this is the change we're going to have. So for people that have traditionally been in the area to where I can work on this feature for 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and it's going to be tested and released, that's a drastic shift in how things are done. And so the best way is to have an introduction, review Agile, review the history of it, the methodology, how it functions, how it operates, and the best way is having a certified Scrum Master like myself do that. Then come into the organization and make a cultural shift. And cultural shifts are a little difficult, especially if you're coming from a traditional waterfall method, or if you have one person that works on one project in a closet somewhere in some remote area of the world. This is all about inclusion. It's all about collaboration. It's all about moving quickly and taking smaller steps and achieving each small step. And so that's a big cultural shift. So a discussion is always important first and foremost. Then, after the discussion, explain what everybody's role is in the Agile process and who's responsible for what. So people know what they're expected to do, what the cadence for meetings is going to be, or Scrum meetings, what the cadence for reporting or burnouts is, understand who they can work with across teams, who other people's roles or specialties are. All of that needs to be discussed. And then once you implement that and you've talked about the history and the methodology, then you've talked about roles and responsibilities, then you should talk about the tool that you want to use within your organization to facilitate a Scrum process.
Outstanding. You mentioned culture, and you must be reading my notes because that's my next question. Talk a little bit about the types of things you do to introduce the new culture and to kickstart it, I guess, if that's the best term.
A lot of the culture change within organizations, specifically development and engineering, is all about communication for the most part. Talk about the benefits of moving in the direction you're moving in and why. The traditional change in how the industry has changed, how industries have changed in terms of development and engineering. Also talk about how it benefits customers and clients and how developers are now no longer working on one thing for 6 to 12 months. You're able to work on multiple things possibly within a month or every week. Something is different. Most developers and engineers love to work on a lot of different things. They get excited about working on new initiatives. And so it's sharing the opportunity to work on a lot of different things with a lot of different people to collaborate and talk about the benefits of how Agile can help the company.
Ray, I'm interested in your feedback of my observation that follows like this. In the 25 years that I've helped clients through projects, what I've observed is they all really struggled with what I called the funnel. They decide on, let's say, January 1st, here's the projects we're going to take on this year, and they'd be going great until about January 3rd when the new projects start pouring in and the new ideas. And most of my clients didn't really have a great forum to vet those new ideas and to keep focused on the things they were focused on. And because projects were 12 months, 9 months, 14 months, they couldn't say no to these new things that were brought in. So one of the cultural differences that I'm learning about Agile is controlling that funnel and saying, look, for the next 2 weeks, we're busy doing this. If we can fit this into the next one, we'll do that next, or we'll look at that next. But I think that's one of the key attributes of Agile. What's your reaction to that?
I do as well. But I also think that ties into having a strong project manager / leader / scrum master that will let you know, hey, this is what we have slotted in these next 2 weeks. For you and for us to slide in a new projects, new task, it's going to adjust the timeline for these other stakeholders that are a part of this process. And so you have to have strong leadership, which will explain the process not only to the developers and engineers, but also to the stakeholders within the business. The stakeholders obviously will want more features, more projects. They'll want more initiatives from customers and say, this has to get done, this has to get done. But a good scrum master or project manager will be able to say, this is what we have slotted for these next 2 weeks. This doesn't quite follow or jump to the other current priorities that we have. We can get this slotted in the next sprint or the sprint after that, and have somebody be that gatekeeper for engineering and development without throwing off all the priorities. But Agile allows you to have short sprints. So your sprint can be 1 week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be maybe a month possibly, which is rare, but you're able to at least manage the expectations of the other stakeholders that have new requests easier, because one, you can show them that funnel through whatever software you're using and say, this is what we're working on now, this is what we have up next, this is, we can possibly fit that in, let me get your requirements, let's get it scoped out by a developer engineer, let's see what the level of effort is going to be, and then we can see where we're going to put it in terms of level of priority for our projects or our sprints. So Agile really allows you to, one, be able to communicate what's on the roadmap, be able to, two, work with your internal teams to scope it out and create a level of effort, and then three, get buy-in and manage the expectations across the organization properly. And I think all of that is very beneficial.
Perfect. What are some mistakes to avoid in implementing Agile, Ray?
I think that goes back to our last question, which is wanting to satisfy everyone. Just because you're able to do everything within 2 weeks doesn't mean everything gets done in 2 weeks. And sometimes while you're making that change within an organization, sometimes the point of view from within the organization through other stakeholders is, oh, they're working on something every 2 weeks. I can get something done in 2 weeks from my customer, my client. I'll just ask so-and-so in development engineering if they can work on this. And that's a danger, because you start to manage expectations and you're able to deliver faster and execute quicker. But then that becomes the pattern, and people within the organization, stakeholders, hear about that, and then they can start to use that to their advantage. So you have to make sure everybody within the company, or at least the stakeholders, understand what the priorities are, when it's going to be slotted, and manage those expectations. Another downside to it is if you have people within the organization that don't necessarily collaborate or talk often, or they're used to working individually, then that gets a little tough, and you have to get them on board with collaborating with the rest of the team and working with others and having others take a look at what's happening with your code or your feature or functionality. And sometimes that collaboration gets kind of tough if people are kind of siloed off for the most part. You've got to bring them into the fold, make sure everybody's part of the quote-unquote family. Those are some of the challenges.
Great. I just finished reading a book, The Art of Agile Marketing, and I interviewed Bill Couchard, the author, just the other day, and his podcast will precede this one by a few days. And I was fascinated to see people using Agile for something other than software development. Have you had the opportunity to use Agile for something other than software development, or could you see it working with your clients for other than software development?
I prefer to use Agile for any project I'm undergoing. That includes multiple steps or multiple stakeholders. A project I had recently completed was helping to build a line of managed services for a cloud computing company. That's not necessarily software development and engineering, but it's a lot of different organizations, a lot of different people working on multiple initiatives at the same time to achieve a managed service practice within 90 days. And so we were able to obviously utilize Agile to coordinate activities with sales operations, marketing, legal, network operations, customer support and service delivery, billing, account management. And so having all of those groups together and their task and the documentation they had to create, the tools they had to implement, the training that they had to undergo, all of that was managed in an Agile process. And by doing so, you're able to have multiple groups work on multiple initiatives at the same time to achieve things in a quicker fashion. And it was successful. It worked out well, worked out great, and within the time frame.
Great. Our audience loves examples, and so do I. Could you give another example of when Agile was really great for you and helped you achieve a successful project?
Gosh, let's see. Another example would be, I would say, the implementation or transition of clients from one billing platform to another. Moving from a legacy ERP system that's being used to a new cloud computing or internet infrastructure type of billing platform can be difficult. With legacy ERP systems, you've got a lot of data. You've got a lot of SKUs. You have a lot of customers. You have a lot of invoices. You've got a lot of account numbers. And that, over time, compounds. It's not always efficient. It's not always maintained. Sometimes it's ran on old versions of software, and it gets relatively tough. We were able to, within 120 days, take all that information and move it into a software-as-a-service platform that was easier to use for a globally distributed team, for customers in several different areas. And we did it through Agile. So it was a matter of you go through, you collect a lot of information, you've got multiple teams within finance, within customer support, within account management, and sometimes within engineering that need to integrate systems, need to extract information, need to deploy information, and need to actually execute on invoices and calculating data. And we were able to do that successfully utilizing the Agile process, you know, and outlining those rules and those tasks and moving things quickly in two-week sprints.
Great. Thanks for that additional example. We've now reached the rapid-fire round on practical project management. We ask these same questions to all our guests, Ray. What is the single best piece of project management advice you've ever come across?
Increase visibility in every project that you're working on. And why is that? Is because a lot of people get wary of projects or closed doors, and they don't understand where things are going or how they're proceeding. And if you're able to be as visible as you can, it's very helpful for people, and it gives people a level of comfort in terms of their confidence in getting the project completed.
Great. What is your most valuable project management resource?
My most valuable, can I give a software?
Sure.
I like to use Jira as a software. It's an Atlassian tool. That's my go-to tool for project management within Agile.
Are there any certifications that are vital from your perspective in project management in Agile?
I think every Agile project should have a certified Scrum Master as part of it.
Great. Good deal. Ray, it was so great to have you on the show. Thanks for coming and sharing your wisdom with us today.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Great speaking with you. Hopefully your listeners enjoy the interview and take back some feedback, and we'll go from there. Hopefully we'll talk again.
Absolutely. It was our pleasure to have you on. This is Joe Lavelle, and on behalf of our guest, Ray McKenzie, thank you for listening. We hope that you'll share this conversation with all your colleagues, and we can't wait to share more great practical project management advice next time.